Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Here we go. Ooh, that might be. Ooh. Okay. Oh, they can already hear me over there on Facebook, huh? Mm. Well, let's get into something. I forget which one it is. Oh, this one. Can y'all, hello. Can y'all hear me? What's going on, everybody? I'm sorry I'm late. You know, I'm not used to being able to go live. It's been so long. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back in the studio live. Strike removed. Okay. Strike removed. What's going on, everybody? Shout out to everybody on YouTube. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. We're going to get into some things. How y'all doing? I'm cheating. Mind you, first of all, I'm cheating on my diet. Now, mind you, I've been doing this diet for 3 weeks, and I haven't really been doing the diet part. I've been doing the exercise part. I'm being honest, I haven't lost any weight. Maybe I lost 2 pounds in 2 weeks. I mean, in 3 weeks, that is trash, okay? So I'm going to have to find a different diet because they got me eating salt and pepper chicken and drinking water. That's just not going to work for me realistically, okay? So today, I definitely cheated, okay? I mean, really cheated. I've been cheating ever since the 4th of July, I'm going to be honest with you. But that's a conversation for another day. And since I cheated today, I'm just going to fully go ahead and cheat and have myself a cocktail as well. Okay? You know? All right. So let's get into some things. We've got some things that we need to discuss today. We're discussing Tiffany Haddish's Britney Spears moment. I know a lot of people are like, Armand, she didn't have a Britney Spears moment, but I don't care what you're saying. We're going to discuss Kaya and her strike, if there is one, but she definitely got flagged. We're also going to talk the alleged collab between Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and what that looks like and how I feel about it. And I want to know what you guys think about it, okay? But before we get into that, if you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. We get into some things. We take some calls. It's a lot going on. And then if you're a new subscriber, a new watcher, new viewer, what took you so long to get here? God damn it. Welcome and hello. You have reached the greatest show on YouTube. Well, you know, actually, the greatest show on the internet, honestly, because when we hear, we get into some things, okay? Don't let nobody else tell you something different, child. We inspire the masses, girl. All right. Everybody want to be like us. Don't you ever forget that, okay? All right. Well, what are we going to talk about first? Tiffany Haddish. Okay, so just yesterday, Tiffany Haddish decided that she was going to go on Instagram Live and cut out her yarn braids or her dreadlocks, all because she wanted to see her scalp. Meanwhile, mind you, she's in Mississippi on a movie set. Okay. And she just decides, you know, to hell with my hair. I want to see my moles again. So let me just grab a pair of scissors and start cutting the hell out of my head on Instagram Live for 7,000 people to watch. Okay. And we're not supposed to think anything about it. Then she spends the next 30 minutes talking about how good she loves it and how cute it is and how much she liked it. I don't understand why women do that. I don't understand why people do that anyway. You know that shit didn't look good. So stop trying to act like you liked it. Now, if you guys haven't seen it, I'm not going to play the video because y'all know the copyrights be real. But I am going to show you guys some of the before and afters and the durings, okay? So here is what she looked like. This is Tiffany Haddish. Let's let this sink in. So mind you, this was not planned. She just decided to hell with it. Today is Tuesday. I'm going to cut the shit out of my hair, and then I'll send my hairdresser to go to the nearest Sally Beauty Supply or Randall's or wherever they sell clippers. So, you know, we'll just have her just shave the rest. You know what I mean? So that's why there's no lineup. There's no clean. There's nothing, because she just had some assistant just go shave her head, just finish it the rest. But she just decided, hey, hell with it. I'm going to go on live today and just start. You know what? Who takes the dreadlocks out, right? Who just, remember when you get the rat tooth comb and you just would take it out like that and you sit there and you take it out and you just, you know, you undo your hair. I've had braids before. Women, anybody that knows that they've that had braids before, you know, or even if you cut it, you cut like right before your hair starts. You don't just cut at the base of the head. And then to do it on Instagram Live and to think that people are not going to be like, whoa, Tiffany, you're whacked out. You're at work right now. What would make you do something like this and you're all on a movie set? Now, people are saying that, oh, Tiffany Haddish, she now what she told, because she got online with Michael Blackston, and this is what she said when she was talking to Michael Blackston when he joined her live, because he was confused as shit. If you guys didn't see that, I may upload it, but Michael Blackston was very much so confused by this antic. But this is what she said. I don't want to feel, and I quote, I don't want to feel restricted no more. I want to see my scalp. I never seen my scalp. So you just pick a random Tuesday to cut all the hair out your head and then just shave your hair bald. Listen, you guys are not going to fool me. Tiffany Haddish is on that same dope that she was on that day that she bombed that comedy special and never did a comedy show again. Tiffany Haddish is trash, and I can't respect Tiffany Haddish. As praised as a comedian she is, I've never seen her do a stand-up comedy special. The comedy special that she did, she bombed it because she was so freaking clued. You guys remember that when Tiffany Haddish was so darn high, she bombed the whole the set. Then she was live that day and said she was up. She was up for 8 hours straight in Vegas and didn't have no sleep. This is that same stuff. Oh, yeah. You know, no one's going to fool me, okay? And you guys can believe that Tiffany Haddish is just quirky and proud to be black, but that's nothing to do with it. You didn't need to count your moles on the top of your head on this random Tuesday. Anytime somebody just decides, I'm going to cut all the hair off my head with no rhythm, rhyme, or reason, it's something going on up here. You know why I know? Because I've done that before. Not to this extent, but you know, you go through something, and you just like, you know what, I need a restart, or you got some hair in your hair, you're like, I'm over this. So you just start shaving it down, and because somebody done either pissed you off, you've been through a relationship, you've broken up with somebody, maybe the people are saying that, you know, maybe her and Common was, I don't really follow Tiffany, so are her and Common still a thing? Maybe that's why she just decided she wanted to have a Britney Spears moment and then throw a smile on it and say that it's fashion. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I feel like and men or women, it's not just women, it's men too, because I got a friend. You know, he shaved his head bald one day, and still to this day, we hadn't had a conversation about it. I'm like, girl, I still have not forgotten. He watches the show. He probably knows what I'm talking about. I still haven't forgot that day that you shaved your head in the middle of November for no rhyme or reason. And it looked just like Tiffany Haddish, except he was posting that he wanted to kill himself. So I don't know. Somebody says it might be some ritual. It could be some type of satanic ritual for the movie. I don't know. But my thing is, it was just random. Or it could be a clout chase. Maybe somebody, no one was talking about Tiffany Haddish. She wants somebody to talk about her. I don't know. But she know that don't look good. We know that don't look good. You know that don't look good. And my whole thing is, if you wanted to just naturally cut your hair, just do it. Why go on Instagram Live and do it? Just cut your hair and come up with it at least done. It's not even neat. It's not even done right. It just was like a spur the moment idea for Instagram Live, and it was just like, girl, why? It just was random to me. So I'm just like, girl, Tiffany Haddish, something is going on up there. You know, in the middle of this pandemic, it has a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, have people's minds are going. And don't think these celebrities are above reproach, because it could happen to her as well, okay? These celebrities are the first ones to go, especially, you know, Wacko. A lot of pressure. So, Tiffany Haddish, congratulations. This looks a mess, okay? I'm not going to sit here and act like this is beautiful. Nothing about this is attractive. Nothing about this is sexy. Tiffany Haddish looks like she doesn't know what the hell she just did. No one is going to sit up on this thing and make me feel like Tiffany Haddish feels like this was a good idea. She doesn't feel like that, and you don't feel like that either. Look at Tiffany. Right here is the moment that she knew that she had. Right here, the moment that Tiffany knew that she had. up, okay? It's right here. That is the moment. See, she was, hold on, let me show you. See, if you really get into it right here, she was feeling herself, and it was she was cutting it there, and then boom, you get here. She knew right here, right there. Got, I don't, what the, what's going on here in the shit name? She knew she did. She knew she tried that. You stop that, Tiffany Haddish. You got that good dope that you hitting over there. I know it. Tiffany Haddish got some good dope. She got some premium dope out there in Mississippi. I'm telling you. And it didn't come from Mississippi. She had that flown in. She had that flown in. They have some good dope on that set. That's that holy grail. That's that hit you wang. That's that shave your ball. That's that good. That's that rock 'em sock 'em, okay? She had hit her a good bag on that one, all right? Yes, she did. She had hit her a good bag. Woo! Tiffany Haddish. Talking about that look good. That don't look good. That looks like a mistake. Women, why do women do that? You know, that's the thing. You know, like women will do things like, oh, you know, like, and I don't have a problem. Listen, my thing is if you're going to go natural, go natural. But don't try to sell it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have these women, they'll cut their hair and they try to make it seem like they're so comfortable and happy and confident in it. Meanwhile, they got on a face full of makeup. They got on filters. And it's just like, girl, if you are still dealing with your hair, you're not feeling secure, girl, that's fine. But you don't have to push to me that you're not insecure about your hair no more. You don't have to put that on me. You know what I mean? You come to terms with that. I don't understand why women do that. What was I talking about? So my homegirl that was here with me the other day, you guys remember, if you guys don't remember seeing her, then you guys probably missed that show. But she brought, we was on Jess Hilarious's page for some reason. I don't know why. But it's an older video, maybe a week or two. And she posted a video, right? And then it was just interesting. And maybe when we open the lines, some of you women could explain this to me. So here's Jess Hilarious. I think the hair looks good. I don't mind it, but you have to be happy with it. You confident with it, but you got on a face full of makeup, you got on glasses, and you got on a filter. Girl, I don't know who you selling this to. You still don't feel confident about your head. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but I do think that I do notice that you got on a lightning filter, glasses, and the most beat that I've ever seen you with in my entire life. It don't take all that to show me your natural hair. Just show your hair, sis. Just show your hair. It looks fine to me. Shit. You know what I do when I don't like my hair? I wear hats. Everybody knows that I wear hats all the time because I can't stand the shape of my head. And I'm always in that middle phase. See? Look. I'm always in that phase. But you know what? When I wear it, I wear it. When I finally wear it out, I don't give a damn what you all say. Because I don't like, you know what I'm saying? But half the time, I don't be liking to put nothing in my head. You know what I mean? It's just easier to throw on a hat. So, yeah. That's just what it is. So, I was wondering what that was about. So, maybe somebody can answer that for me in the comments when we get down to the rest of when we get through with our commentary here. Okay. So we'll get to that. All right. So shout out to everybody on Facebook. Shout out to everybody watching. All right. I just want to make sure that we up to date and we get into some things. All right. So what else were we talking about? Oh, we got Kaya, the dirty thug misses. Whew. Damn, she ugly. My God. Whoa. Don't she look hit? My God. They're going to have better pictures of Kaya on the internet. Why are there only two pictures of Kaya on the internet to choose from? A, the one in the thumbnail, and B, the one that you're looking at right here. You notice whenever any time somebody uses a picture of Kaya, they use the same two damn pictures. That should go to show you that you have a horrible career. Ain't no pictures of Kaya on the red carpet. Even when you try to type in like HD photos or Kaya pretty, Kaya smiling, this is what pops up. This is the best you got, sis. Jeez. And mind you, this is definitely the best you got, because have you guys seen this one blown up in its fullest form? Oh, my God. Them titties are all the way on the floor. Okay? So this is still not even the best photo of her. My God. She needs to, she gets mad at a lot of stuff, but she be mad at the wrong thing. You need to be mad at Google and Google Images, because, bitch, they let you out. You look a mess. You look a mess. So anyway, so my phone is blowing up, right? And I'm like, why is my phone blowing up? Because, you know, I've been doing my own thing. You know what I mean? Minding my business. You know, it was the 4th of July weekend. So to me, I didn't feel like I needed to even really be on the internet like that. And sometimes you just really, really need to unplug. And that's what I was saying about Tiffany Haddish too. This internet can make you go crazy. Real quick, Tiffany. This internet can make you go crazy. Sometimes you need to unplug. And I know, being attacked in the comments and having an opinion, being a public figure, all these things, you know, sometimes you need to unplug, rebrand, do a lot of different things, right? Because, you know, in the spaces that we're in, becoming public figures, celebrities, whatever you want to call the people, me, us, we, them, they, from A, B, D listers to just regular YouTubers, child, it becomes a lot when you're broadcasting and talking and performing in front of a lot of people. So sometimes you need to remove yourself from these situations and unplug, just so that you don't get lost up in this virtual world of clout in just what people have to say over the internet. Because the real tea is, you really should be dope in real life. You know what I mean? Because this virtual shit, like, it's not really real. And really, people are going to start being a vibe in real life. And it's going to really be like, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Like, you're not going to be really, you're not going to, the dope people really aren't going to be about the internet like that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm saying it to say, I was unplugging with my people. All right. I was chilling. I was going to the park. You know, it was 4th of July weekend. I was cheating on my diet. You know what I mean? So, I didn't care about the internet. I didn't really care about YouTube. So again, I don't care. It's my girl's birthday. They coming down, whatever, from Atlanta. They came to visit me. We chilling, whatever, you know, and I'm hosting at my house. But I'm getting blown up. And I'm like, okay, what's up? Like, they like, well, Kaya got flagged. And I'm like, Kaya got flagged. They said, well, Kaya got a strike. I said, they said that Kaya was flagged for copyright by Kimberly Rose. Kimberly Rose is the white woman who wrote the tell-all book alleging that Lil Wayne and her, I guess, had a relationship and they were getting higher than Kuda Brown. Or is that how you say it? You know, they were getting high and doing all kind of weird stuff. Now, listen, I don't know. I didn't read the book. I don't care about the book. I don't care about her. I don't care about Lil Wayne. I don't care about any of it, honestly. But the people were saying that Kaya got struck. To be honest with you, I don't know if Kaya got struck, because when Kaya hit me up, when she struck my channel, it said that the copyright, it was removed, right? It was saying it was removed due to a copyright takedown by Kaya Finch. This says the video is no longer available due to a copyright claim. So to me, this is what I think happened. I think that Kaya may have gotten, and we'll see if she goes live next Monday, but I think that Kaya may have gotten an option. Like, she may have gotten like a 24-hour notice or something like that, or, you know, perhaps to take the video down. And if she didn't take the video down in a certain amount of time, then it would turn into a strike. Like, that happens as well. That's why I was like, she should have just let me know. She could have hit me with that, but she hit me with an immediate takedown. So I don't know. I can't say for sure if I know that she has a strike, but I do know that it was a takedown. And so all I have to say to her is this: aren't you dumb? What an idiot. What a fool. What an idiot. What a fool. Girl, so you mean to tell me you running around YouTube striking everybody's channel and your dumb ass ended up getting a copyright claim yourself? I know you lying. Golly. You really stupid. And then the one time you tried to read, you read the wrong thing yet again. What? That wasn't the document you should have been reading. My God, Kaya, when are you going to figure it out? That wasn't what you should have been reading, stupid. Are you kidding me? Oh, come on, guys. And then the people that's following her, oh, the queen, she don't need that. Or why would the lady flag Kaya? And why did this happen? And that shouldn't have happened to her. And she was promoting her. And I'm thinking, you darn fools. That's what everybody was saying about her when she did it to me and everybody else. Kaya's so damn stupid. Not only did she strike me, but she was striking people that had her back. She's so damn dumb. It was one girl she struck. It cracked me up because the one video the girl had, she was talking about how Kaya was right and how Kaya should have struck me and how I didn't read the room and this, that, and the third and black women this and black women that. And then, boom, she gets hit with a strike. And then all of a sudden, now Kaya's pressed. Oh, girl, wait a minute. Oh, she's pressed now? But she was just right yesterday when she was striking me. Now she done strike you. And now she's pressed. Y'all fools, some of you followers are complete idiots, especially Kaya followers. Like, a lot of those diehard Kaya fans are completely idiots, okay? And so here's my thing. So they talking about the queen don't need this, the queen don't care about, the queen don't care about, the queen don't care about the internet. Are you stupid, dumb, or retarded? Any person that's on social media, on the internet, making money, using it as their business, first of all, you better care. And if you don't care, you're an idiot. So she definitely does care. Don't get it twisted. She cares. That's why she was striking channels. And she cares because she's watching people's numbers and she's seeing people's views. She definitely cares. Okay? This woman has a whole Twitter and she's got logos and watermarks. She cares. So y'all can keep thinking that she's so above reproach and she don't care. She's pressed. She's upset. She's annoyed. She feels some type of way. She cares, and that's what she get. And I don't feel bad. Okay, any person that broadcasts themselves on the internet cares about the internet. They care about YouTube. Oh, Kaya don't care. She definitely does care, and it's an inconvenience because her YouTube channel flushes people to her Twitter, and it flushes people to her, and it flushes people to her website. So she definitely gives a damn. So y'all can keep trying to make those excuses up for her because y'all feel stupid, and y'all know I was going to get up here and gag her in her face, and y'all didn't want me to be able to gag because your master is an idiot. A complete fool. She's an idiot. Stupid. Yeah, she cares. She just stupid. Dummy. How the hell you striking everybody's channel and your stupid ass get up there and get a damn copyright claim? God, that lady is stupid. You know what? I've never talked about Kai get on this channel, bro. I just lost 20 brain cells talking about this damn fool. Get her off my shit. I will never talk about this fool again. She's stupid, and I don't want to. And listen, she's an idiot, y'all. And let me tell you something. She brought that energy on herself. But she's so dumb. She's even going around. I don't care about me anymore. She's even so dumb. She's even striking people that are supportive of her. So she's one of those people that will get in her own way, right? So my thing is this. You know how you help Kaya? You know what you do? We haven't done a hold on. We haven't done a twerk in a minute. But I don't know if I came. Ooh, come on, hold on. We haven't did a twerk in a minute. I seen some money drop on the floor. Let me see what I got. Let me see. It might be too loud. Let me see. We haven't really hit it in a minute. We ain't really hit it in a minute. What an idiot. We're gonna dance for Kaya. Okay. 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 Okay, period, Poe. period. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the 100. The 100. See, everybody on Facebook like, what's going on? Well, somebody just dropped me $100 on my YouTube page. So we had to get to some things. We haven't twerked in a minute. We haven't twerked in a minute. And I really can't really give you what I really wanted. Okay. Period, Paul. Girl, we're in the middle of a quarantine, girl. Who's wearing drawers? It's hot. Okay. Drawers where? Girl, I know you lying. You think I'm going to sit here and talk to you all day and be drinking and cheating on my diet and stuff like that and be having on drawers? No, man. Y'all lucky y'all caught me on a day that I haven't worn anything, period. I'm not finna sit here and be wearing drawers and shorts and sweatshirts and this, that, and the third. I'm not putting on no drawers. I know you lying. But yes. Okay. So back to what we were talking about. So here we do. Kaya, the thing about Kaya, she's so dumb. She's self-sabotaging her own self. So here's what we do, guys. The people that support her, right? Or that have supported her. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm done talking about her. Unless it's super, super viral. But like, most of us usually only talk about Kaya on a slow news day. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm just going to stop talking about her. Because a lot of, if you don't realize this or not, a lot of us, the blogs, the commentary channels, YouTubers, we push the people over there. I don't care how many followers she have, how many subscribers she has. She's already always had over 100,000 subscribers. She was only getting 1,000 to 2,000 views on a live. It was after she wrote that Trina stuff, wrote that, and Bobby responded to her, and Trina, and then The Shade Room, and Neighborhood Talk, and Armand Wiggins doing reactions, and Lovely T doing videos, and this one doing videos, and everybody talking about her. That pushed the people over there. So now, the people should just not talk about her. I won't be posting her on my Instagram page. That's done. I've already deleted all the videos of her on my Instagram page. And I'm not talking about her anymore unless it's really, really important. Because at the end of the day, it does nothing. I don't need Kaya. And she needs the people, obviously. You know what I mean? But if she does, if she wants to get in her own way, because most people were promoting her. But if she wants to get in her own way, well, let her. Just don't talk about her. And you'll see she'll be back, and the reads are going to get more ruthless. They'll get more dangerous because she cares, and she's going to want people to do commentary and review her shit. Or she might not. She might just be that damn dumb to think that she can garner and hold an audience by herself when she hasn't been able to do it. I don't care what she reads or what she says, because those reads are getting redundant. So try that out, and we'll see. So for the people that's been posting her, just stop posting her. Stop posting her. Stop talking about her. She's an idiot. I'm telling you, she'll end up hanging herself. The fool just went on live and tried to read for the first time ever in life and ended up with a copyright, with a flag. She's a fool. She's a fool. She's a fool. A complete idiot. So, Kai's a fool. All right. All right. So here's the thing that we all were here for. Megan Thee Stallion. Where's my girl? Come on, Cardi. Cardi, you are trying me right now. Oh, that's definitely not Cardi B. Oh, there's Cardi B. Okay. So again, I'm minding my business, and everybody's blowing me up. Blowing me up, blowing me up, blowing me up. And they're like, Armand, do you see the Barbs leaked Cardi B's album playlist on Twitter? Found out that that wasn't the real album. First, found out that wasn't the real playlist. I don't know. A lot of you guys be sending me that main bar page. I don't follow that page. This for the barbs, y'all. I know you guys, all of you guys follow that page, but that page has a lot of clickbait and a lot of lies. So I don't be liking when y'all be asking me about that page, because I'm like, girl, this page just be throwing stuff out the dark. The Nicki Minaj stan page. And I'd be like, girl, half of the stuff they say do not even be true. So I don't even follow them. Now, I will say this. I'm trying to figure out how I should say this. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know if this is true. But I don't know if this is not true. So I'll just give my opinion on it. If this is it, I could see something like this happening because, well, for one, Megan Thee Stallion it's been known and it's been very obvious that Megan Thee Stallion has been throwing shade at Cardi B. So to get ahead of the curve and just get ahead of the people talking about it and just to try to show that, hey, listen, we don't need to have any more beef. There's no reason for Megan Thee Stallion to be beefing with Cardi B, especially in the light of trying to be team Nicki Minaj. Megan Thee Stallion got everything that she needed from Nicki Minaj. Used Nicki Minaj, got up out the way. She's done with Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Megan Thee Stallion actually is really, really hot right now. Contrary to that last record that she put out, I really wasn't a fan of it. But at the end of the day, Megan Thee Stallion, she's making her moves right now, right? So in my opinion, I feel like, you know, Megan probably called up Cardi or Megan and Cardi talked and had a conversation. If this does happen, it's like, girl, we need to prove that we're not beefing. We need to show that we're not beefing. I mean, I don't have a problem with you. You don't have a problem with me. And I feel like this probably was on the side of Meg to, like, try to make this happen because it's like, girl, why would you want to be beefing with Cardi B for no reason? I mean, you don't need to be cool with Nicki. You got the Nicki Minaj feature already. And Nicki Minaj at this point, I mean, she can come or go. She's on the end of her career. You get what I'm saying? Megan Thee Stallion, you need to build as many relationships as you can. You know what I mean? And let's just be honest here. Not many people give a damn about, I mean, they want Nicki Minaj on the roster. They want to say that they work with Nicki Minaj. Megan has that part already. She doesn't need Nicki Minaj as a friend. Most people are not friends with Nicki Minaj. So why are you going to beef with Cardi if you really didn't have a beef with her? So I feel like Megan Thee Stallion probably caught her up. And was like, girl, what are we beefing for? We don't need to beef. I'm my bad. Let's do this record together, right? And I feel like on Cardi's end, they probably like shit. Cardi ain't put out a record in almost 8 months, 9 months. You could have had a full blown pregnancy and had the baby, birthed the baby, and we have still yet to have a Cardi B record. All right. So at this point, the time is ticking because the people are about to start saying and calling the bluffs. So Cardi B needs to drop something quickly. Because we're going on almost a damn year since we had a Cardi B record. That doesn't make any sense. Even if you're not out, you should still be heard. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not out. When Nicki Minaj was not out, you would still see her being featured on stuff. I mean, it's like we're still seeing Cardi B on Instagram. Like I'm over that. Like I'm feeling like, okay, this is feeling like Cardi B, Rihanna, like, girl, no. So we got some of the teasers. That didn't work. However, I feel like this would be a good look. I mean, at this point, I wanted a Cardi B single. I want a Cardi B collab because we know Cardi B has broken several records. Cardi B has had the number one single. So she really doesn't have to prove that. Cardi B's got the Grammy. So, but we do need to see what features, what people want to work with Cardi B. So I think a Megan Thee Stallion actually will be great. And to be honest with you, at this stage of the game right now, exactly at this point right now, it's kind of like an algorithm thing right now to me. I feel like Cardi B has been out the game for a minute, right? She's still here on social media. But Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, they've really made some big power moves while Cardi B has been absent. So if Megan Thee Stallion jumps on a record like this with Cardi B, in my opinion, I mean, it's going to really benefit. It's to Cardi B's benefit. Because it helps usher Cardi B back in the game. And then to Megan Thee Stallion, it's almost like, girl, that's Megan Thee Stallion's on her Nicki Minaj-ish. Like, I work with everybody. I'm touching everybody. Like, that's how I see Megan moving. I got Beyonce. I got Nicki. I got Cardi. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So really, niggas going to look up and Megan Thee Stallion is going to be that girl. If she keeps maneuvering like this, and getting number one and number one and number one, number one. That's her low-key Nicki Minaj tea. Girl, I'm going to go do this with you. I'm going to do that with you. I'm going to get you under my belt. I'm going to get you under my belt. I'm going to get you under my... Before you know it, bitch, Megan Thee Stallion done worked with Touched Everybody and got hit. But I do feel like I want to hear Cardi B, period. So if she do the record with Megan, great. If she do a record by herself, great. Just put something out. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Either way, just drop something. I think it'll be a great move for the culture, for her and Meg, and it'll show, hey, they not beefing. And if she does something by herself, even better, great. I'm sure it's going to be a banger. But put something out. Please. So, because Jesus, it's like, girl, what? She just tweeted, like, I'm getting restless. And you know, I love Cardi, but I'm like, girl, I'm getting a little annoyed. Like, girl, are we going to get anything? I'm rooting for you, girl, but girl, let's go. Sheesh. It's taking forever. People are like, well, Meg shouldn't do this. I'm like, girl, why? This is hip hop. Cardi B is still one of the biggest female artists. Whatever you feel about her, she's still one of the hottest female artists, you know, of this generation right now. She has done things that no other female rapper has done or has done in a very long time. So at the end of the day, girl, Megan Thee Stallion, it would be good for you to get on a record with her. And I would love to see y'all go back and forth. And it would be nice for Cardi B to surprise us and show us that while she was out for the 9 months, she worked on her flow and she comes out and bodies the record on a nasty beat. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for everything. I'm just ready for the record. I don't care if it's with Meg. I don't care if it's by yourself. Just drop it. Please. Right? Am I the only one that's just like, girl, we don't care who you do the record with, as long as it's not no Spanish record. Now, she tried that, I might have to unfollow Cardi B. Cardi, if you try to sneak another Spanish record out, I'm done. I'm done, girl. If you try to drop a Spanish like we supposed to, that's supposed to do something. Do not drop no Spanish. I swear to God, Cardi B, do not drop. Don't drop no Spanish record. But yes. So those are my thoughts on that. I think it'd be dope for the culture. I think it'd be a chess move for Meg, for sure. I think it'd be a chess move for Meg, and I think it'd be a great re-entrance into the music for Cardi. So both of them have like a little bit of a benefit. Cardi's been kind of out the game for a minute. So if she enters in with Meg, who's kind of hot right now, it automatically gives Cardi that boost. And then they can do a record together. Then Cardi can lead off. However, to me, it would put Meg a little bit ahead of the game. Like, girl, Meg is the one playing chess out here. Really? So I don't really know, but I guess I don't know. Because it really benefits Meg as well. And it really kind of solidifies Meg as, you know, one of the upcoming, like, somebody to, you know, one of the queens, like one of the girls to really watch, because Meg has this thing. She'll do a record with you, then she'll boom, bam, do another record with somebody else, boom, boom. Like, she, like, the chess moves are there. However, the thing with Megan Thee Stallion is, girl, you can play chess all day long, but if that contract is the fool, girl, are you making any money? You know what I mean? Or are you getting paid from any of this? You can get all the fame and clout in the world and be broke. But we don't know with that, you know, because Meg still ain't even dropped no album. So Meg's paperwork is just so messed up. Yeah, she's making these moves, but her foundation is just shaky to me. But who knows? I don't know. I'm not in those back rooms, so I don't know exactly what's going on. But to me, it seems like, yeah, you're making all these good moves, Meg, but none of these songs are on your album. So to me, that would be crazy for Megan Thee Stallion to do another big record with another huge female, and this is not going on her album either. Or what are they going to do? Just find the Give Megan album and just throw all these songs on, like, all these old songs on the album when Megan Thee Stallion finally decides to drop an album? That's going to be trash. You know what I mean? You're going to do a record with Nicki Minaj. You're going to do a record with Beyonce. There's a possible, nobody knows if there's really a Cardi B record. I don't know if there's a Cardi B record or not. I'm not even going to act like I know. I don't know. But now that I'm sitting here talking it through with myself, for Megan's sake, I hope not. If you don't have an album ready, you know what I mean? If this is not going on your album, like, I don't understand why Meg keeps dropping these big singles with, and none of them are going on her album. So, I don't know. I don't know. Those are my thoughts. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely see a lot of people saying Erica Banks. I love Erica Banks. Erica Banks would be good with Cardi. Cardi definitely, if she hasn't reached out to anybody, Cardi, you need to try to get Erica Banks on a record. That would be cute. That would be a cute idea because she would go in. If you don't end up doing Meg, get Erica Banks. Bring her on. That'd be cute. But anywho, let's take some calls. I want to know what you guys think. So we're talking everything today. Let's get the caller number. All right. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Caller number 563-999-3655. You're live on the air. If you guys want to call in, the number is up. And we're getting into some things. All right? Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. All right, we got no callers in the queue, so y'all better hurry up. Shout out to my people over there on Facebook. If you guys want to call in, you guys can definitely do so. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, so we have a caller. Okay, now the lines are filling up quickly. All right, 5560, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, turn me down in the back.
Oh, sorry. Are you good now? Am I good now?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so this Megan and Cardi song, for me, honestly, this screams it screams that Cardi's in a desperate place. Cardi's been slow for what? I mean, of course, she was hot in 2017, 2018, 2019. She really fell to the wayside and, like, allowed Megan to really come and take her spot. And I don't think Megan is leaving anytime soon because, one, everyone loves Megan. There's no, like, issues or beef or whatever attached to her. And Cardi is really just kind of like grasping at straws right now. I don't know. I feel like this is a desperate move for Cardi to get a hit to kind of gain some momentum for her album, which I honestly think her sophomore album is going to flop because let's be honest, like, is she talented? That's questionable.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to be all the way transparent with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Cardi B, and I want everybody out there to understand that I do like Cardi B, but I have to be honest as a commentator. I could see what you're saying, right? Because if you haven't dropped the record in 9 months, it feels like you don't have anything. And it feels like the team is trying to pull something together because they're like, there's a lot of pressure with Cardi B.
Yeah.
And she knows it, right? So whether she writes her own music, whether she doesn't write, it almost feels like, girl, we got to get the team of writers. We got to get everybody around here. We got to find something that's going to hit because the pressure is here and maybe there's nothing that's sticky. So, you know, and I feel like the heat is on. And you know what? Rightfully so, the heat is on. Because she peaked so quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the heat is on.
And was she even deserving of that peak? Like, was she even deserving of that peak? Did she have the talent to back that up? Like, yes, she's a great entertainer, but, like, let's be real. When it comes down to it, she's not keeping up with anyone. She's not even keeping up with the city girls.
I think I will say this, though. I will say, I feel like Cardi B is the reason why we have city girls and every other girl after her. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Whether you feel like that was, well, whether you feel like, it, because it seemed like every stripper felt like they could rap at some point. Every
I mean,
girl
true.
That could just say some words, then everybody was, every girl, every female that would weave in her hair or with some booty and some titties and some long and some stiletto nails was a rapper.
True.
You throw an 808 trap beat behind it and we're in.
No, I mean, I feel you. But I'm going to get off the line. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. But I definitely feel like if I could say anything to Cardi B right now, girl, it's time to get going. And if I could say anything to Cardi B's team, it's time to get going, girl. You don't want to be, the people were saying you're not going to last. But I feel like Cardi B is at this point where she like, listen, the pressure is on. Atlantic know, the team knows. They know, they have to get them. This next record has to be a hit. Press flopped. Let's just call it what it is. Press didn't do that well. This next record has to hit. Or Cardi B, is done. Like, people are going to be dragging it. Oh, she didn't. We knew it. So the pressure is on. This is good, though. This is good pressure. This is artistic pressure. You need this. You can't peak like she did. You can't have as many number ones, Grammys, all of this off of your first album and then not think that people are going to be like, what's up? Now, granted, is she human? Is everything going to be Bodak Yellow and Invasion of Privacy era? No. Everything is not going to be a hit. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everything is not going to be a hit. However, this next song needs to be a hit, period. Just to let these people know that you got it. You know what I mean? This next album needs to be a hit. Now, if the third album ain't that big of a hit, you know what I mean? Or maybe, but the next single that drops needs to be a hit. The next single that drops needs to be a hit. You need another hit. We need another number one. So Cardi could say, now get off my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, she needs to be able to tell people, because if she catches her another one, then she's not a one-hit wonder. So I think somebody said, well, why are we rushing the artist? Well, it's not that we're rushing the artist. Are you understanding it's been 9 months since we've heard a single out of one of the biggest female rappers of our generation? In an era of where music is more prominent than ever, is when we need it. Everybody's out. All the women are out. Why would Cardi not be out? I get taking some time off, but girl, there's not a feature out. There's nothing. We want to hear some music. She's an artist. That's why. What are you talking about? So okay, girl. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I feel like, girl, it's time. Don't you? Going on a year. We haven't heard nothing. We like her. We're rushing her because we care. We're rushing her because we're fans. We're rushing her because I'm rushing her because I know that she probably got some dope beats. I know that whoever's producing her records, I know they bang. I know they're bangers. I know that Cardi's team is not going to just let trash come out. They're going to put the work in. I'm excited about it. But I'm like, okay, girl, Sheesh, I'm watching everybody else drop. I want her Cardi to drop. It's not about rushing. It's about, bitch, we're going on 2021. All right. Let's take some more calls. 6415, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Let's get into
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. Let's get into some things. Now, listen,
let's do it.
I'm a Barb. I love Nicki, but at the same time, I'm going to be real. I feel like Cardi B most definitely needs to, like, hurt and put something out because you have Doja now, you have Megan, you have the City Girls, you have, I mean, all these big names. So I feel like Cardi, like, are you not putting anything out because of the Payola investigation? Like, what's really going on? And not for nothing, do you feel like Megan really would be harming herself because Megan's fan base really is not that big, like Doja. Doja's fan base, general public, everybody likes her. The white people stream her, Asians, Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Megan really, black people really listen to her. So I feel like the Barbs would no longer listen to Megan. I feel like some of Megan's people may no longer listen to Megan because she is teaming up with Cardi. So I agree. I feel like Cardi should put something out, and I like that you're being very real about that. But at the same time, I feel like we got to be honest. This may hinder Megan. And do you feel like Cardi's not putting anything out because of the Payola investigation?
No, I don't think that. I don't think it's that. I don't think that it's because of the investigation. If anything, if I honestly feel like Cardi's not putting something out because they don't have anything that they feel like is going to do well enough. They're second-guessing
right.
a lot in my mind. I feel like they got a bunch of songs, but then they don't feel like they have anything, so they keep scrapping stuff and going back to the drawing board and scrapping. But like there's a lot of overthinking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of timing. They know what this sophomore era is about. They know how important this is for Cardi. So they're not going to rush it. But what I'm saying is, having us in suspense for an extended amount of time, it's going to put that
right.
much more pressure on it to be good. You get what I'm saying? So the more they hold this from us, it's going to have to be that much better. The expectation
right.
is going to be higher because we're going to be like so ready. So it's a blessing and a curse. So it's a blessing because initially when it drops, Cardi shit is immediately going to the top 10 in my mind. Now, is it going to, I don't know if it's going number one. I'm going to have to hear the song. But I feel like once she drops, it's immediately going to top 10 because we're going to want to, we're ready. Even if you don't like her, you're going to listen. You know,
right.
she's like, she,
even
so that's
that
going
wonder,
to.
Because they want to see
yes.
what she can get. Like, okay.
Right. So it's
but
definitely going to top 10.
Right.
Now,
but
as far as
like,
Megan,
mm-hmm.
as far as Megan, I don't feel like it's going to hinder Megan as much because I feel like, we're still talking about Cardi B. We're not talking about like a smaller artist. Cardi B has a huge fan base. She doesn't need, they don't need Nicki's fan base. Nicki's fan base doesn't really help that much. Hell, they barely help Nicki. Let's be clear. Nicki canceled a whole U.S. tour because the Barbs were not buying her tickets. For the Queen album. People forget about that. That's why we didn't get a U.S. tour. I got my money refunded because Nicki Minaj cannot sell out in the U.S.
No, yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening to you.
So I'm just saying, like, yes, the Barbs are like monsters on the Barbs are monsters on Twitter and shit like that. But in the grand scheme of things, who gives a damn? Like, Cardi's music will still do well, and Megan's song will do well with or without the Barbs.
Right. But what I'm saying is a lot of Megan's fans comes from people that are Barbs and people that predominantly do like Megan. So I do feel like, in a way, it may hinder Megan, in my opinion. Now, Cardi, I feel like it would help her because, obviously, girl, it's been a year. At this point, girl, you got to drop something. People that don't even
mm-hmm.
like you are going to listen to what you have to say. You know, because Cardi,
mm-hmm.
you really want to see what you can do this year. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank good questions, boo. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right. Oh, good. Child, we're going to wrap this up. We almost at an hour. We will finish the rest of the show on Station Head. We'll do an after show over on Station Head for those people that can get it in. If anybody knows that link, because I know somebody's going to ask me for the freaking link. And my child, I don't know it. However, let me let's take another call. We've got about 5 minutes left. You can always super chat your way to the top if you just have to get in here, okay? Okay, 9569, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing good. What you doing? You sound like you got a lot going on.
You caught me off guard a little bit. I have to get off into my little section.
Okay. Okay. So what's popping, baby?
Basically, I agree with you when it comes to Cardi needs to put out another record. But at the same time, I don't know why. I just feel like it's something else in store for us, something that we just don't know. Because she's affiliated with so many people. She could have easily just thrown out a single or two or three with a few artists that really do mess with her. And I'm sure she's been getting offers on collabs or features. Like, for me, I just feel like whatever she's coming with, it's going to be fire.
It has to be. I feel like it's going to, too.
Right.
I think it's going to be fire, too. And that's why I don't feel like it's going to be Meg. That's the thing where I'm like, I don't know if they're going to do a Megan Thee Stallion collab, because I feel like they didn't spend this much time cooking up just to pair her with Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
But I don't know. They could. Just to kick it off.
As far as Megan goes, like the other caller said, that it could hinder. The other caller said that it could hinder Megan's career. I don't think so. I feel like her working with Cardi could honestly help her, because Cardi has crossed over way faster than Nicki could have.
I don't
especially
really think about that. I don't think that that's true. Now, I don't think that that's true, but that's your opinion.
I mean, to me, she crossed over quicker in the time span. How long did it take Nicki to actually cross over?
But did Cardi B really cross over, or was Cardi B Instagram? You get what I'm saying? Is that really crossing
over,
or was she just famous, or was she just Instagram?
Do you think, like her Spanish song that was crossing over, Maroon 5, that was also crossing over?
Yeah, but I feel like even to this day, like right now, like Cardi B still maintains a social media presence, even more so than a musical presence. Like, she knows where her bread and butter really is, and that's that Instagram. Because she maintains a social media more than she'll maintain a music. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we get confused now, you know, or it's easily to get confused, because back when Nicki came out, we really wasn't on. There wasn't this quick Instagram type internet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nothing to, I love Cardi B. Let me do a collab with her. Boom. Let me do a collab. So now it looks like, it's crossover. Well, no, she speaks Spanish. Let's not get it twisted. She is Hispanic. So that just was easy. But
like
crossover
to
me is Britney Spears. Crossover to me was the Madonna. Crossover to me is Justin Bieber. And you know, and Nicki Minaj was doing all of that. Crossover to me is hosting American Idol and, you know, Ellen DeGeneres. And it just was like, and it was at a time where you couldn't reach the celebrities through social media.
That's true. But honestly, I don't feel like it would hinder Megan to work with Cardi. I feel like it would help her, because comparing their fan bases, if anything, she's going to get more coverage working with Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it would damage her brand.
No, I don't think it'll damage her. I think it will actually help Megan, because it actually would put Megan a little bit above Cardi, or on the same level. Well, if we take
exactly.
all that stuff out, it just says that Megan is that girl to beat, because Megan has been on everything hot.
Exactly. So honestly, I don't feel like it's that Cardi doesn't have the right single, because she could have, I really think she could have put out anything with anybody. And I'm sure she's been getting offers. I feel like she just got something up her sleeve that we're just not aware of.
Well, I hope it comes this year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because then, you know, of course, obviously with the pandemic and all that, that messed a lot of things up. But, you know, we still got to, you know, Cardi's got to do her sophomore album. And then we have to see how what a Cardi B tour looks like to really go ahead and start giving her her roses. Because we still need to have her sell out and headline a tour.
That's true. If they were smart, they would do. She would do a QC tour because she has enough relationships over there. How they did the Stripper Bowl, I feel like they should do a tour.
Mm-hmm.
But even City Girls album wasn't supposed to drop when it did, so that's why I feel
City Girls has something
up her sleeve. Exactly. But we wouldn't even be hearing from City Girls right now if it wasn't for their
Yeah, but you see,
so
and it's no shade, though, but you see, Lil Wayne dropped the album. It was like a few months ago. City Girls dropped the album. A lot of people dropped albums, but you see who Cardi B was not in any of those features. You see who's the feature girl.
That's true.
You're getting Doja Cat. She's on everything. A lot of people got Doja Cat features.
She hasn't
or Megan Thee Stallion. Huh?
Do you feel that if she hasn't had an offer for features, or you think that she's turning them down?
I feel like she's had offers. I feel like she's probably had offers, but she's probably at the point where she's like, shit, I got to focus on my own stuff.
Right.
But because she knows how important it is, but I'm just saying, time is not waiting, and the people will forget about you. You have the attention of the masses right now, but don't get it twisted. The people will not stay.
I feel like if her working with Megan, it wouldn't be the worst thing for her right now. I feel like it would be smart on both their parts because she is fizzling out right now. Megan is hot right now. So I feel like it would help the both of them, especially after her coming off of a single with Beyonce in that number one.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very smart for her to do that.
All right, Boo.
So
thank you so much for calling
in.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right. Yes, we were in rare form today. Okay, guys. All right. Boom. We were on here 1 hour. Thank you. Boom. If you guys didn't get a chance to call in,